This is the Friday Morning Zine. Good morning. I'm Jeff Pope. According to the United States Department of Defense's Sexual Assault Prevention Response Report, more than 26,000 active military personnel were sexually assaulted in 2013. 85,000 veterans were treated last year for injuries or injuries linked to the abuse, and 4,000 sought disability benefits. The effects of sexual assault and harassment have long-term effects, which means they affect both active military and veterans. Joining us today on the Zine, as usual, it's Darla Saunders, who is the Veterans Service Officer for the Disabled Veterans, Disabled American Veterans, and she's also the grant administrator locally for many veterans services. And as we start today, this is an ongoing story. There's lots of news around sexual assault and harassment in the military's response to it. But I wanted to take a step back and actually begin with why people join the military in the first place, the things that are really positive about it, and we'll go back to the news of what the military and veterans groups are doing about it. So I'll start with you there, Darla. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. I would say that the military provides veterans, well, the members, with an ability to be independent, to learn how to be self-sufficient. They learn leadership skills. There is a lot that is positive about what the military does, particularly with our young soldiers, our young military members, and it helps them to grow up. It helps them to become self-reliant and to be relied upon. So they learn a lot of skills that will take them through the rest of their life.
How about you? I mean, you know, when you went in, what kind of person were you? And as you've stayed plugged in, how have you changed?
I was a wild child. I was young. I was just barely 18. I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. I just had no direction. And so after I joined the military, I knew before I came out of basic training that I was going to make that a career. So it was quite early that I decided on that. And I was surprised the first time I went home. I had gone through my basic training and I was in my technical school, and I went home and it was like, wow, I have changed so much. And the people that I had grown up with were still like kids. It was really amazing how much different I felt about myself and how much self-confidence that I had gained.
If you've just joined us, this is the Morning Zine. I'm Jeff Pope. I'm speaking with Darla Saunders. She's the Veterans Services Officer for the Disabled American Veterans and Grants Administrator. Has about five other titles as well. We're speaking today about the sexual assault and harassment in the military, and specifically we're going to be drilling down into its impact on veterans and what's being done here in the Four Corners area to address this. As I led off this morning, 26,000 active veterans were assaulted last year. That's according to the United States Department of Defense, and 85,000 veterans sought care for sexual assault and trauma last year. And so I want to start, actually, Darla, with some definitions. Can you give us the definition of military sexual assault?
I sure can. The VA has a definition that comes out of Title 38 of the U.S. Code, and it says it's a psychological trauma that is resulting from a physical assault of a sexual nature, battery of a sexual nature, sexual harassment which occurred while the veteran was serving on active duty or active duty for training. Mm-hmm. So it's quite a wide range. It's not just rape. So you have also a continued sexual harassment, a feeling of being not secure, not in your workplace. So it has quite a broad range.
And one of the things we are learning about sexual assault and harassment in the military and veterans is that this affects men at a very high rate, somewhere over 40%, right?
Right. Of the assaults that are reported, nearly half of them are, or in fact, over half of them are from men. Now, that's a little bit misleading. When you say 26,000 assaults and half of them are for women, what you have to remember is there's only 14% of the force is women. So that actually makes the number quite larger than what it seems. But yes, there is 14,000 a year that are men. So it's not just a women.
If you've just joined us, this is the Friday Morning Zine. It's our monthly Veterans Affairs program here on KSJD. I'm speaking with Darla Saunders, who's the Veterans Services Officer for the Disabled American Veterans. And we're speaking about sexual assault and harassment in the military, and with a special focus on its impact on veterans services. Does it surprise you when you think about 85,000 vets applying for services to get help for sexual assault trauma? That number is just out from the Associated Press recently.
No, I don't. The VA has opened up some new avenues for treatment, and I think that has helped to bring people out, and they want to get the assistance. So the VA has just recently lowered the requirements for filing for a disability claim. And I have some information here on that. But 85,000 is really not a lot when you figure that the numbers that they state right now is that since 1970s, probably around 1975, there's been over 500,000 actual sexual assaults.
As we've thought about this over the last month and pulled this forward, you've got some maybe other contextual, facts, one way to say it, that can maybe paint a larger picture. Can you lay some of those on us?
I sure can. Sexual assault in the military right now is 70 people per day. I think that's just a horrendous number. And it's like 3 per hour. About 75% of the women who are assaulted do not report their attacks. Many of those have been attacked more than once. It's a continual type, depending upon their work environment and where they're at. And there's at least 14% that have had gang rape. So I think those are staggering statistics.
As you, just to bring this down and make it maybe a little more local here, how do you see this coming home to the Four Corners area, either through your own story and what you know, or of how people are coming to the Veterans Services and seeking some help?
Well, we have had a few women come forward that have asked for some assistance, and as a veteran service officer, that gives me a chance to work with them, and that's one of the reasons that I became a service officer, was because I wanted to make sure that women in particular had a person or a place they felt that they could come and be safe and secure and be able to talk about these issues. And I've kept up on what's going on within the VA so that I can assist them with that. And the VA has lowered what they require for a disability claim. And they have even gone as far as you do not have to be eligible for other VA benefits to be eligible for treatment for the MST.
MST being military sexual trauma.
Yes.
Okay. So that's a big deal, right, to have that threshold lowered.
That is awesome. That is awesome. And they are even allowing people who have already made claims and been denied to come back and refile, because the possibility now is that they will receive disability for it, and for sure they will receive treatment.
Where can someone's listening right now, and maybe they have to tune out, where can they contact someone to speak about this in a confidential way?
If they feel comfortable calling me, they can call me and I can assist them as a veteran service officer. The number is 970 560-2793. If they would rather speak with the Montezuma County Veteran Service Office, that's Rick Torres, and his number is 970-564-2779.
If you've just joined us, this is the Morning Zine. I'm Jeff Pope speaking with Darla Saunders, who's the Veterans Service Officer for the Disabled American Veterans. She's also the Grant Administrator, and we're speaking about military sexual trauma and assault, its effect on veterans and active military. We're going to take a short break here. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Here on KSJD. It's the Friday Morning Zine, and it's our monthly Veterans Affairs program. I'm Jeff Pope, and Darla Saunders is here as well. She is the Veteran Services Officer for the Disabled American Veterans and also their Grants Administrator. And today we're talking about military sexual trauma. It is in 2013, 26,000 people were sexually assaulted or harassed in the active military, and 85,000 veterans last year sought care for military assault and harassment from veterans programs. And we're talking about how this, what can be done, and how this is impacting the Four Corners area. Darla, I wanted to start off with, we're going to talk in a second about some support groups and some documentation that's important to bring forward if necessary. But one of the questions I had, we started off talking about leadership and all the good things that the military brings to people and to you. And so when you think about that, and there's this here on the right hand, this great stuff and all the impact on your life, and then there's this thing coming up, this ugly other side. How does that impact your commitment and what you think about being a veteran in our community and being active?
Now that is a hard question. I have to admit, I would not change my military experience for the world. But there is this dark side that needs to be taken care of, and we have started doing that. The military has started to do that there, and even through Congress, with the passing of the law that no longer can the investigation and the trial of somebody who has been arrested be done by the local commander. Mm-hmm. So they're taking it out of the hand so that they can't cover it up. They can't deny what has happened, and that is a good thing. And I think that's going to help open up some of what's going on, because so much of it was unreported. But as far as the good things, somehow that doesn't dim what the good things are.
No, and is it worth fighting for
yes,
you?
Yes,
this military?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
So we'll turn with that question then to the things that are being done here locally, and support groups, and then let's talk about the documentation that people can pull together to help them make a better case to get veteran services.
Okay. The support groups, they have a support group both in Farmington and in Durango, and they have psychologists and psychiatrists on staff, and they have a wonderful program. It's the same type of program, just a little bit different than what they use for PTSD, and it is very, very successful. So the thing is to be able to get in to be seen, and they will take it from there. Every person that comes through the door at the VA is actually screened for possible MST and PTSD.
Mm-hmm. And it's military sexual trauma or post-traumatic stress disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And when you say screening, there's a clinic in Durango that handles a lot of things.
Yes.
Veterans-wise. Is this a place that people can go if they can't make it to Albuquerque?
Definitely, and that's where you start. There are two clinics, and you have your choice in this area whether to go to the Farmington Clinic or to be a member of the Durango Clinic. And then from there, if they cannot provide the services after that, then you go to Albuquerque. And, of course, we have our van, the DAV van service, that will ensure that if anybody needs to go to any one of those three, that we have the van to get them to their appointments.
Okay. And when it comes to the support groups, can they join up with the support groups before getting a diagnosis or a screening, or can they plug in right now?
They can plug in right now, but they will be screened.
Right. Okay. And again, if you want to find out more about this, you can contact Rick Torres at the Montezuma County Veterans Affairs Office. That's 970-564-2779. And they can we serve four states, and any veteran can call as well. Darla Saunders is also available at 970-560-2793. We just have a moment left, and I wanted to talk about some documentation that people could put in order to help them.
Sure. The traumatic event, even if it was not documented during the time on active duty, there are some other things. Records from law enforcement authorities, pregnancy tests, statements from family members, roommates, fellow service members, relationship issues such as divorce, sexual dysfunction, episodes of depression and panic attacks. If you can document some of these items, even though they are not exactly the sexual assault, that will be considered as documentation for the VA.
And this is part of the VA's lowering of the threshold to make a case.
Exactly. Exactly. And then on top of that, the VA has free services to help veterans. And you don't have to have a VA disability rating to receive these services. And you may be able to receive services even if you're not eligible for other VA care. You don't have to have actually reported the incident when it happened because you have this other documentation. But if you go in and basically tell them this happened, here's some of the things that I'm feeling and I need help, they will help.
That's going to wrap up the Zine today, which is our monthly Veterans Affairs program. Next month, we're going to talk about post-traumatic stress disorder, and Bert Valencia will be here to help us. But I want to thank Darla Saunders here for bringing the information forward and talking about the impact of military sexual trauma on veterans and the active military service. Darla Saunders is the Veterans Services Officer for the Disabled American Veterans. If you want to find out more or need help, you can call her at 970-560-2793. You can also reach out to Rick Torres at 970-564-2779. He's at the Montezuma County Administration of Veterans Affairs. Darla, thanks for coming in this month.
Thank you so much.
Okay, that's going to wrap it up for the Zine this morning. I'm Jeff Pope.